This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com. You are about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, guys. We are back at the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. So, you know, I get to hear from a lot of parents and patients, and people have been pretty upset at teachers. And you see this war going on between parents and educators. And with what was happening with, you know, teacher strikes and some teachers not wanting to go back to school and reopen until COVID was completely gone. And I have just a little bit of a different perspective because I've been listening to some of these teachers, and I have a high school student at home, right? And I got to tell you, man, these teachers are gods. I mean, they are just superhero. So yesterday, I walk into my son's room. I get home at about, my kids, it's kind of at the end of his day. I think he finishes at about 1:30. So I get home at about 1, and not that that's my full work day. Okay, I usually don't finish work until about 10 at night. So, but anyway, I come home, right, because, again, we're kind of still on lockdown in a way, you know. I'm going to work from home then after I get home from the studio. And I make him a salad for lunch, so I bring him upstairs a salad. Yeah, mommy cooks. I make a salad, right? So I make him a salad, and I go upstairs, and he's dressed. He's not in his underwear. I mean, usually he sits there in his underwear, but you know, he actually had some shorts and a shirt on. I was like, thank God. All right, good. All right, so I walk in there. Three of the cats are on the desk, right, trying to look at what his eats are going to be so they can have some of his eats. He's doing his virtual learning, right? And then the dog is on the bed, and so I come in and I'm hearing the teacher, and the teacher is just so engaged, and you're hearing you're engaging, and you hear that I don't even know what class it is, right? You know, he's like, come on guys, we got this. Now we're gonna go. Let's start with number one. Skip number two because we haven't covered that yet, and then we're gonna go on to number three. I'm like, skip number two. That's cool because you know when I went to school, I had teachers that would just hit us hard. I mean, it didn't matter. They'd say, well, it doesn't matter if we didn't cover it in class. If we didn't cover it in class, we're still gonna, you know, test you on it. So I thought that was pretty cool. And then he would call on students, and I'm listening, and my son's like, Mom, you don't need to be here. And I'm like, I want to listen in. So my son's camera's off, and I think his mute is off, so he could yell at me and, you know, back talk me without the whole class knowing. And you hear the teacher call on somebody, and we're just going to say the name is Billy, okay? So the teacher's like, Billy, what'd you get? You don't hear anything. Billy, man, you with us? Really cool teacher. Billy, you with us? All of a sudden you go, you hear, huh? What are you calling me? Billy, man. Man, what'd you get for number one? What page? Oh, we're on pages. Yeah, what'd you get? I don't know. That's okay, man. We got you. And then he moves on. And he talks to, have you ever taught high school students? I mean, I've taught kids in multiple grades, all the way up to medical school. Medical school, I purposely learned their names so I could call on them because some of them would fall asleep. And I'd be like, so-and-so, wake up. You know, I can't tell you how many times I fall asleep. Maybe it's because my lectures are boring. And I would engage him because I would, you know, reach out to there and I would call them and I saw the people I was losing. You know, somebody would be on Facebook, you could see the blue. And I'm like, I see the blue on Facebook. What are you looking at, man? And so when you have them in class, you could engage them more. Imagine trying to herd, right, a group of your flock when you can't even see them, and they're home, and they're possibly playing video games, and you're, you know, and these high school teachers, or any teachers, are still responsible for child's, you know, scholastic achievement and progress, and, you know, being able to hit the academic milestones. And so, you know, I'm listening to this teacher, and this teacher is very engaging. And I ask my son, I go, what class is this? And it was one of his math classes. And, you know, math, okay, mind you, I love math. I mean, I could make math sound exciting, but I've never heard anybody in my life make math sound exciting. And this teacher was just so dynamic. He was just so illustrative. It was, I mean, fantastic. I was more than impressed. And I'm wondering if a lot of professors or teachers or educators realize that it was probably harder for them to do virtual. And I don't know if a lot of parents appreciate that, because I know a lot of parents think there's a lot of teachers out there that don't want to go back. And I speak to a lot of teachers, it's mixed. Some are like, I don't want to go back till COVID's gone. And I'm like, well, what are you going to do when flu comes back? I mean, they're expecting a pretty bad flu season that's the next year. So are you never going to go back to work? You know, but I get it. People are freaked out about COVID. They don't want to give it to people. I get that. And then you have others going, I can't wait to see the kids. And you almost wonder if it's going to be easier on the teacher to have those kids there. And I mean, teenagers. I mean, my son, I'll try and text him or call him, and the communication is horrible. You know, huh, what, mom. Yeah, they mumble. I'm like, what the heck? So I'll drop everything, and I'll, like, race home or whatever, and I'll have a face-to-face. Because in order for me to get through to my teenage son, I need a face-to-face. These teachers are trying to teach algebra, history, constitution, psychology, any sort of math, science, to kids who are virtual, who are probably muted, probably playing a video game on the side, and already not engaged. I mean, remember how many times you fell asleep in class? When I was a teenager, I always fell asleep in class. There'd be somebody selling these big chocolate bars for $1, you know, to pay for their soccer trip or whatever, and I would eat one of those, I'd eat the whole thing, and then I'd fall asleep because I had a sugar rush or something. You know, how these teachers are doing is beyond me. So I see a little war between parents and educators, especially with what's been going on with the school districts and kids still not going back full time, and people are worried about what's going to happen. And, you know, if you like your kid's teacher personally, try to build on that. Maybe what's happening, because I've seen parents at these school boards, and I see them, you know, on the microphone really, really frustrated. Maybe what parents need to do is have little small groups with the teachers they love, with the principals they love, and say, look, you know, my kid's not learning. You know, and I'm sure the teachers are going to be like, we agree. And I think maybe getting enough little groups together can then convince some of the more boards or the unions to, you know, hopefully get teachers back. 1-877-DOCTOR-ALLY, don't go away. Hey guys, Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safely.
Hello, I'm a bald person, which means when I walk past a conveniently located Supercuts, it's a harsh, not-so-convenient reminder of the hair I no longer have. And when their friendly stylist tells me I can save time by checking in online, I tell them I save plenty of time already by not having much hair to cut. So while I might not be able to take full advantage of having amazing, affordable haircuts always close by, you, those with hair, can. Don't take your hair for granted. Take it to Supercuts.
The stress levels of Americans may be at an all-time high. From education to business to basic needs to politics, the 2020 pandemic-related stressors are pushing many of us to near breaking point. That's why you should consider the stress and pain-relieving products from sunny-bay.com, like our lavender neck wraps and pads infused with premium Washington lavender buds. They relieve tension and relax with a soothing scent of lavender. And lifestyle expert Jennifer Bonner recommends products from Sunny Bay.
Sunny Bay's hands-free neck wraps should be your go-to pain relief solution.
Give gifts to family and friends that relieve stress and pain. Give love and care by giving the best. Give pillows, neck wraps, and body wraps from sunny-bay.com, a Biomed DB design company. Just click sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com.
We have all seen and perhaps used the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you ever noticed how it dries your skin and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? With bacteria and virus problems, sanitizers and hand washing are the first line of defense against infectious disease. GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements as set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration as a first aid antiseptic. When it comes to sanitizers, it only makes sense that it lasts till the next application and doesn't dry and crack your skin, inviting infection. For long-lasting alcohol-free sanitizing, come to GCNteam.com keyword antibacterial. That's GCNteam.com, antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203. 877-878-4203.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano-colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
The Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY. 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Jason who's working the dials. And big thanks to y'all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. So while we're waiting for the CDC to give guidance on what we could do if we've been vaccinated, I know some of you are like, I'm not going to wait for the government to tell me what we can do, what we can't do. But many people are very interested in what the CDC is going to say in terms of, you know, can you... Yeah, well, go and see your grandkids. Can you travel? There is going to be some relevance because many of the CDC guidelines do start to steer policy. And we have people looking at travel for Easter. They're looking at travel for spring break. And so they want to know what the CDC is going to say. Are you going to have to go through the testing and the sampling of COVID if you've been vaccinated? You know, now you have your little vaccine passport. Are you going to need a vaccine passport? If you're not vaccinated, are you going to be stuck? Are you going to be limited? So people are very eager to see that. We were supposed to get it yesterday. Instead, what made the rounds in the media was the CDC guidance for a zombie apocalypse. Now, this zombie apocalypse, right, guidance was submitted back in 2011. And so this wasn't something in place of guidance for those of us who have been vaccinated for the vaccine. But apparently there is guidance on what to do if there was a zombie apocalypse. Now we're going to talk a little bit more about what that is. Apparently Nostradamus, 16th century French astrologer and philosopher, has made a lot of, he's made a lot of predictions. And we believe that he is predicting a zombie apocalypse for this year. Hence, the CDC has had guidelines for that. We're going to go into that in a minute. Let's go to the phone line to get your questions and comments. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. We got Mike calling. Oh, hi, Mike. Oh, never mind. All right, let's get back. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. So, Nostradamus, I don't know if you have looked at any of his Le Prophecies. I think that was his work that had the projections and predictions for a variety of things. Apparently, he predicted the rise of Adolf Hitler. He predicted the death of John F. Kennedy, the assassination. He predicted the Great Fire of London. We'll talk about some of the, some of his texts. But apparently this was one of his predictions that I think was supposed to be planned for this year. Few young people, he said, half dead to give a start. Dead through spite, he will cause the others to shine. And in an exalted place, some great evils to occur. Sad contempts will come to harm each one, temporal dignified, the mass to succeed. Fathers and mothers dead of infinite sorrows, women in mourning, the pestilent she-monster, the great one to be no more, all the world to end. So I guess that's an apocalypse that has to do with zombies. So why is the CDC involved? Well, the CDC, this is interesting. When we were dealing with some natural disasters, back in 2011, they figured, I think The Walking Dead was huge. Walking Dead was really, really, I like the first few seasons. I'm not sure when The Walking Dead started, but my guess is zombies, those were just kind of the big thing back then. So what they decided to do was have, some guidance on what to do in terms of a natural disaster preparedness. And so tongue-in-cheek, they did something for the zombie apocalypse. And so their recommendations would be to get an emergency kit. They said things like water, food, supplies to get you through the first couple days before you could locate a zombie-free refugee camp or in the event of a natural disaster. It'll buy you some time until you're able to make your way to an evacuation shelter or utility lines. So what they're doing is they're trying to appeal to the young millennials at the time, or the young Zs, on, look guys, we're cool too. So they recommended, and I like their list, not for a zombie apocalypse, but for any sort of tornado, hurricane. You should have at least water, 1 gallon per person per day. So if you think, a storm's going to go through pretty quickly, you think you might be down for the count for about 3 days, you have a family of four, that's 1 gallon of water per person per day. Don't forget the pets. Have at least 1/2 gallon for them, unless they're even bigger, 1 gallon for them. So if you have a family of four, 4 times 3, 12 gallons of water. Do any of you guys have water stored up? You might have a couple water bottles, but I don't think you have enough water to store up. Food, non-perishable items, they recommend medications, prescription, non-prescription medicines. In your kit, you should have tools and supplies like utility knife, duct tape, battery-powered radio, sanitation and hygiene like household bleach, soap, towels, sanitary type stuff, maybe toilet paper, clothing and bedding, a change of clothes for each family member. Make sure you have blankets in this kit. important documents like a copy of your driver's license, passport, birth certificate, etc. And then first aid supplies. They say, although you're a goner, if a zombie bites you, they have this on the CDC website, you can use these supplies to treat basic cuts and lacerations that you might get during a tornado or hurricane. And they say, which is really interesting, they say, if zombies start roaming the streets, the CDC will conduct an investigation, much like any other disease outbreak. The CDC, now this is 2011, so this is a little eerie, but listen to this. They say the CDC would provide technical assistance to cities, states, international partners dealing with a zombie infestation. Think of, just change that to think about COVID. The assistance might include consultation, lab testing analysis, patient management and care, tracking of contacts, infection control, including isolation and quarantine. And so the CDC has vowed to be on it. Let's say if there's a zombie apocalypse. I wonder if Nostradamus actually predicted COVID. And here we are in 2020 or 2021, dealing with this whole COVID mess. Now, mind you, things are looking a little better. Maybe not in Mexico, maybe not in Brazil. In America, UK, some countries, Israel, things are looking a little better. But I find that pretty fascinating. You know that, you know, here the CDC had to make some guidelines on what they would do. And again, they, what they wanted is young people to learn what an emergency kit should be. And I think we all need a reminder. Hurricane season might start earlier. It might start May 15th. There might be some pre-hurricane storms. Do you guys have your water and your preparedness kit? And we always think, okay, flashlights. You know, have our flashlight, have our gun, have, you know, some food, a box of cereal. You know, like I said, what about the pets? What about your prescription medications? What about your, you know, your non-prescription medications? What about your Band-Aids? What about, you know, I don't know, so the tourniquet, let's say. You know, nobody thinks about these things. So Nostradamus, with the death of Henry II, Henry II of France was apparently a personal acquaintance of Nostradamus. Apparently they knew each other. And he had, Henry II had in the summer of 1559 held this tournament to celebrate a peace treaty, and apparently one of his playful jousts with one of his young soldiers, the lance shattered, I guess, and splinters went into the king's eye and skull. And a slow, painful death from sepsis followed. But Nostradamus had actually predicted that the young lion will overcome the older one. So this was one of the young soldiers that accidentally did this. And he will pierce his eyes through a golden cage, and that two wounds will ensure a cruel death. So basically, Henry was accidentally slain during a playful joust with somebody younger with two wounds. The Great Fire of London was apparently prophesized. They said the blood of the just will commit a fault at London, burnt through lightning, and 23's the six. The ancient lady will fall from her high place. Several of the same sect will be killed. So I'm not sure if the ancient lady is supposed to be a queen at the time or London, but they say that the Great Fire of London happened in 1666, 20 times 3 plus 6. I don't know. I don't really follow a lot of that. The coming of Adolf Hitler. So Nostradamus had been credited for that. That's one of his more famous ones. He said, a young child will be born of poor people. He will by his tongue seduce a great troop. His fame will spread far beyond Europe. And then, as we all know, Hitler did what he did. Hiroshima, Nagasaki bombs. Nostradamus wrote, within two cities, there will be scourges, the like of which was never seen. And he basically described something that looked like Hiroshima, Nagasaki. And then he also predicted the Kennedy assassination. From on high, evil will fall on the great man. And so maybe he meant by high up, like in the library where the shooting happened. I don't know. Take it for what you will. But maybe Nostradamus predicted COVID. Either way, the CDC looks like they are on it. 1-877-DR-ALLEN. Don't go away.
Mm-hmm. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Power grid failures and natural disasters. They happen too often now. Will financial collapse be next? What kind of emergency plan do you have for the next sudden food shortage? If you don't, it's time to prepare. At MyPatriotSupply.com, we make it easy for you. Our emergency food storage kits stay fresh for up to 25 years. They ship fast and discreetly to your door. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
As the investigation into Democrat Governor Andrew Cuomo's COVID-19 cover-up continues, investigators found advisors to Cuomo pushed state health officials to alter a public report from July over COVID-19 deaths in nursing homes. The numbers were gravely wrong and undercounted, with an aide saying Cuomo feared retaliation from then-President Trump had the true numbers come out. Just over a month into his presidency, President Biden is staring down a mounting crisis at the Mexico border that could be just as bad as the ones faced by Barack Obama and Donald Trump, if not worse. The deadly influx of people trying to illegally get into America is mounting at the southwest border. The White House has denied there's a crisis as they continue to allow COVID-infected immigrants into the country and freely move about the population. The U.S. Senate voted on Thursday to proceed with President Biden's $1.9 trillion coronavirus stimulus plan. The vote passed a divided Senate, 51-50. VP Kamala Harris used her tie-breaking vote. USA Radio News. Taking a closer look at the mounting problems at the U.S.-Mexico border, Dan Naraki from the Ohio USA Radio News Bureau reports.
A surge of unaccompanied minors has been seen at the U.S.'s southern border in the last several weeks, with the White House on Tuesday calling for nearly 20,000 additional beds at immigration facilities on the border to handle the influx. The Department of Homeland Security estimates that more than 117,000 minors will try to cross into the U.S. this year. Senator Tom Cotton says this surge was predictable. The Arkansas Republican tells Fox News that the blame for the increased numbers at the border lies with the White House.
You cannot promise amnesty, open borders, and health care for illegals and not expect migrants to surge to our border. And that's exactly what happened. Every month since the election, the number of migrants showing up at our borders increased, especially unaccompanied minors. And look what happened compared to the last year of the Trump administration. Unaccompanied minors this January were almost double what they were last January. This February, almost triple what they were.
Thanks for listening, and TGIF. We are USA Radio News.
If you're trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252.
We are back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. So remember the commercial back in the 80s, where's the beef? Right? That little old woman wanted to know where the beef was. I don't know how old she was. Isn't it crazy when you hear that somebody was, you know, somebody you grew up with, you saw they were older, and then all of a sudden you find out that you might be the same age as that person was? You know, I'm doing a little piece on Lord of the Rings, and Viggo Mortensen, who played Aragorn and Strider, is now the same age as Gandalf was when he played, or Ian McKellen played Gandalf. And, you know, Gandalf looked kind of old. And here's Viggo Mortensen, still sexy. He's technically that same age. So, the woman who said, where's the beef, could very well be my current age now. I don't know. Maybe she was in her late 40s. Who knows? But people keep asking, where's the flu? Where did flu go? Flu's been around year after year after year after year, kills tens of thousands of people, and all of a sudden we hear not much about the flu. And I've told you where I think the flu has been. I think it has been here, maybe not to that high a degree. My theories are either coronavirus competed, when maybe coronavirus takes over a cell, flu's like, no room for me. You know, they see the little tie on the door. They're like, okay, you know what? I think I'm not going to go in there. All right, I'll go to a different dorm. Thank you. I think if flu could it in the southern hemisphere, in Australia and all the other countries and continents, couldn't manifest and couldn't grow. It couldn't spread to the degree that it usually does in the winter, so we didn't see it. I think we had one pediatric flu death the whole year. I mean, thank the Lord we didn't have more. One is still too many. But usually we have hundreds of kids that die. Thousands upon thousands of teenagers and adults, young adults die of flu. So many people are doing the dance, like, woohoo, yay, right? We're doing good. This is why I get nervous. I get very, very nervous. Now, some of you did the right thing. I don't want to say the right thing. I understand. Some of you get Guillain-Barré and, you know, with shots. So I'm not judging you if you didn't get a shot. But many people this year went and got their flu vaccine. They're like, I don't know when I'm going to get a COVID vaccine. The flu vaccine might give us some sort of protection. And it turned out it did. Many people who were vaccinated for flu didn't seem to get COVID as badly. And it's because maybe flu and COVID concomitantly are bad. Maybe it's because those who are more vaccine conscious might have also been a little bit more diligent with masks and social distancing. Who knows? But a lot of people were more enthusiastic about getting the flu shot this year than before. Well, what happened? Well, flu wasn't a big season. Now, to me, as a physician, I'd be thinking, you know what? All right, good. Wasn't a big flu season, but next year, I'm going to do the exact same thing. I'm going to get my flu shot. We have a large population that is going to say, look, I never want to get the flu shot to begin with. Now I have to get a COVID vaccine. I have to get two shots of the COVID vaccine. You know what? A flu wasn't much of a big deal. I'm not going to get the flu shot. So we're worried about that. Another thing that's kind of a concern is when we make our flu shot, it's based on the previous season. So if you don't have a lot of flu circulating and we don't know what the dominant strain is, we take our best guess. Now, right now, well, actually, it might have been last month. Usually in February is where the American powers that be decide what to use for the flu shot. So for this coming fall rollout of our flu shot. Now, we really haven't had much of the flu. I don't know what's going on in Australia or any of the southern hemisphere continents or countries right now. Well, I mean, there was an earthquake near New Zealand, but if we don't have a lot of data and we can't identify in a real-world setting what the more dominant strains are, I worry a little bit that our flu shot might be a mismatch this next time around. I'm not saying I want the flu. I'm not saying I want there to be a slew of flu going on right now in the southern hemisphere. But when you have a very odd scenario because people are bunkered down and they're in masks, and then all of a sudden that's going to start going away in the summer. Now, remember, so how this all works, sorry, my tummy's growling. How this all works is, I'm using Australia because that's it's easier than to name South Africa and all the other, you know, southern hemisphere countries. But Australia is going to be in their flu season by this spring, summer, because that's their winter. So their flu season is about to start. We take our best guess, use that, it takes us about 6 months to produce our flu vaccine, and then we start to administer our flu vaccine by September, as Australia is getting out of their flu season. I don't think we know much about it. And then we administer our flu shot September, October, November. There's always some late stragglers in December going, yeah, maybe I'll get the flu shot too. You know, that's after they've gotten the flu twice. And then we go through our flu season from November until May. So do we have enough data? Do we know what we should, you know, attack? Now, some people are saying, Dr. Dahlia, who cares? Flu is, you know, so 2019, and now it's all about COVID. I don't think so. I don't think flu went away at all. I think flu is around. I think flu might have had to lay low. I don't think it died off completely, but I think flu is waiting for its opportunity. And mind you, coronavirus was just one of many viruses. Remember I told you I thought we had a couple different coronaviruses? Not so much even the variants, but I thought we might have been dealing with a couple different viruses just in general. And some people were testing negative because, yeah, it was coronavirus alike, but there was another sort of illness. So there might be a virus called giggly goop or something like that that we aren't even thinking about that's totally under our radar because we're screening for COVID and because we're screening for flu. But just because you don't have a test doesn't mean it doesn't exist. So I'm a little nervous that we're going to have the not perfectly designed flu vaccine. We're going to have less enthusiasm for people getting the flu shot because they're a little fatigued with this whole, I had to wait in line and try to get a COVID vaccine. We have people who are going to underestimate and go, look, flu was nothing last year. So I'm not expecting flu to be much this year. And maybe it won't be. Maybe they're right. Maybe flu isn't going to be that big a deal this next season. But the more we keep our guard down, then it's just going to hit us and smack us upside the head. Everybody's all about COVID. They're all about COVID. And they think, you know what, but we're doing the same. We're doing it right because we're doing the masks. We're doing the social distancing. That also helps protect against flu. But if they don't, there's a couple things that they're going to be missing. One is, you know, are they going to get the flu shot? But the other issue is, and I keep bringing this up, and I love telemedicine, and I'm so grateful for telemedicine existing and giving access to people, but telemedicine might have done a little bit of a disservice to the flu cause because people called in, they sounded like they had flu. I said, well, you go to the doctor and get a flu test or go to the nurse practitioner or PA or the clinic. And they said, no. They go, that's why we're using telemedicine. It costs us money to go to the doctor, but we get our telemedicine benefits for free sometimes, or it's cheaper. So we're being told that flu wasn't much of an issue. Mind you, when it comes to somebody dying, most hospitals will swab everybody for both. Okay, you know, so the death rate obviously is going to be a little bit more accurate, you know, as long as they screen for flu. But in terms of total flu cases, they said, yeah, flu cases are down. Well, did they take into account the millions upon millions of people that are using telemedicine? Because people using telemedicine aren't getting swabbed for flu. How many Tamiflu prescriptions did I use? Did I write? I hardly wrote any Tamiflu prescriptions at all because I couldn't tell if somebody had COVID or flu over the phone. If I had an office, if my office was open, I could swab them, I'd tell. So when we say the flu season was extra, extra light, yeah, I think it was lighter. But do we really have accurate numbers if people weren't even getting swabbed? That's why, like I said, don't let your guard down. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
We all have heard about the benefits of fish oils, but what about the presence of heavy metals, PCBs, dioxins, furans, and other contaminants found in fatty tissues of fish? GCNteam.com recognizes this risk and offers IFOS certified tested omega-3 fatty acids, EPA, DHA, insist on IFOS Omega-3 Fatty Acid Certification. Get the best at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203.
Hey guys, gals. Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com. Hey guys, Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safe.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
For over 20 years, Extendivite has been helping people. Here is a testimonial from Amazon.com. Glad I found this product. I am 51 years old and started getting headaches a couple of times a week. I went to the doctor and my blood pressure was a little high at around 150 over 95. I found out about Extendivite and I ordered some to try it. Immediately, I felt better and it lowered my blood pressure and my headaches went away almost instant. I have been taking it now for about 4 months, and I am so glad I found this product. You won't be disappointed. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
We are back on Dr. Dahlia's show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Spencer asks, which vaccine is the best? Which would you suggest we get? Great question. I've answered this before. I can't tell you which is the best. I would get any one of them. I got the Pfizer, not by choice. That just was the one I got, and I've been happy with it. I didn't have any major side effects, felt a little achy for a couple days, felt tired. Second time around, maybe had a little bit of a fever, but went away. I'm fine. I didn't grow an extra leg. No arm didn't fall off. You know, I didn't send in a duplicate mail-in ballot. I mean, I got through it okay. I know everybody's kind of worried that it you know, definitely changes you and, you know, can, you know, affect the way you vote and all that. Nothing like that happened. I'm still me. I'm still Dr. Dahlia. It's good. I had been excited about the Johnson & Johnson vaccine early on. I told you guys because I love the fact that it was one shot. I thought that would make it a lot easier because these health departments have really had to scramble trying to make sure they have the sign-ups for those needing their second shot, get the first shot, and then the second shot 3 weeks later for Pfizer, 4 weeks later for Moderna, making sure people have access to the computer, making sure that they don't give first shots like what happened in Pennsylvania, I believe, where they gave shots intended for second dose people to new people so that the second dose people could mix and match. I thought Johnson & Johnson would alleviate that. But Johnson & Johnson had a little bit different data than Pfizer and Moderna. Johnson & Johnson was maybe 66% effective overall, but 85% effective at preventing hospitalizations and death, which is still a fantastic, to me, is a successful vaccine. If it could keep 85 out of 100 people out of jail, right, out of the hospital setting and from dying. Yeah, it doesn't seem to be as effective as Pfizer and Moderna, but, and why is that? Well, see, here's the thing. People ask, why was Johnson & Johnson different? Why did it not do as well as Pfizer and Moderna? Well, because I think Johnson & Johnson was trialed when we already had more of the variants. So Pfizer and Moderna, their data was pre-UK variant coming to the United States, pre-Brazilian. Maybe the UK variant might have been here, but not to that degree. Pre-Brazilian variant, pre-New California variant, New Texas variant, New Columbus, Ohio variant, South African variant. So the Pfizer and Moderna vaccine, you know, did really, really well with the original virus. That's why they're working on a booster. Johnson & Johnson was studied a little bit later, more in the fall winter, as opposed to last summer, early fall. So, you know, who knows if Pfizer and Moderna have a little bit more similar efficacy to Johnson & Johnson. You can't really say. All I know is Johnson & Johnson and Moderna, or Pfizer and Moderna, like, we're going to work on a booster. So if Johnson & Johnson, luck of the draw, did most of their testing when you already had the other variants out, then, well, now, we do have Israel and their data going, look, Pfizer still 94% effective because Israel got the Pfizer vaccine. So that's promising. We don't know how much of the other variants are in the country of Israel. We know that America is starting to get more and more of these variants. So we don't know how many of the other variants, but at least we have a post-clinical trial study, shall we say, on how well Pfizer vaccine worked during a later time. But Johnson & Johnson, I mean, they just got emergency approval. They were finishing their studies in January. So it was a different sample population. It was just a different population. So I can't compare them like apples and oranges. You can't. Johnson & Johnson, of course, uses DNA as opposed to mRNA. DNA technology is a little bit more older school. But this is still a new type of vaccine where they use an adenovirus, a virus that brings in the DNA. The DNA comes into the cell, meets with our DNA. They're only supposed to talk about making mRNA. The two DNAs are not supposed to conspire. The two DNAs are not supposed to mix and do lovey-dovey. They're just supposed to make mRNA that's supposed to turn around and make the spike protein, similar to what the Pfizer and Moderna are. So there's just an extra step or two with the Johnson & Johnson. And maybe that's another reason why the Johnson & Johnson might have a little bit more of an issue. Pfizer and Moderna, it just brings that mRNA in. If that lipid envelope keeps that mRNA protected, it gets into the cell can start working. But with the Johnson & Johnson, there's an extra step. The DNA has to come in with the virus. The DNA then has to move to our DNA. Our DNA then gets the directions to turn around and make the mRNA. And then, so there is some extra steps. So maybe something could go wrong in one of those extra steps. But Detroit Mayor Mike Dugan has declined a shipment of Johnson & Johnson COVID-19 vaccine. He's a Democrat. He's been mayor since 2014. And he turned down the shipment because he says the city is able to meet current demand with its supply of Pfizer and Moderna. His administration expanded vaccine eligibility Thursday to residents age 50 and older. He said, Johnson & Johnson is a very good vaccine. Moderna and Pfizer are the best. And I'm going to do everything to make sure the residents of the city of Detroit get the best. So, Johnson & Johnson was 66% overall in terms of variants and all that, 72% effective in the U.S. against moderate to severe critical cases, 85% effective in keeping people out of the hospital and dying. It's fantastic, but yeah, Pfizer Moderna seems to have better data. Did he make the right decision? Was that enough to say, nope, you know what, I'm not going to take the shipment? Now, if he has enough, I'm a little confused, you know, because you would think just get whatever supply you can. Johnson & Johnson can be held in the a freezer for months. I think even in a refrigerator for months. So you would think just get whatever doses you can, stock up. I mean, they're being shipped to you. What is that? One hand, one bird in the hand is better than two in the bush. I don't know what that's. Yeah. So you would think if you're able to get the vaccine, get it. Unless maybe he wants more Pfizer, more Moderna, and so it's saying somebody else could get the Johnson & Johnson. Now, we talked about how some Catholics are kind of concerned because the Johnson & Johnson vaccine to make the adenovirus and the DNA and the protein encasing around the DNA, they needed to use HEK-293 cells. HEK-293 cells have an origin 50 years ago from an aborted fetus. So some Catholics don't want the Johnson & Johnson. So Johnson & Johnson could run into some problems if you have mayors and people saying, nah, I'm going to pass on the Johnson & Johnson. Detroit received 29,000 total vaccine doses manufactured by Pfizer and Moderna this week. He says he expects roughly the same amount next week, and that is enough supply to meet current demand. He urged all qualified residents to make appointments. Now, Detroit's mass vaccination drive-through site at the TCF Center is able to max out at 5,000 cars per weekday. Health officials will administer the remaining 4,000 doses between senior Saturday vaccination events and health department outreach. So Detroit received 6,200 doses of the Johnson & Johnson vaccine. They say the Johnson & Johnson Johnson & Johnson doses not used by Detroit were provided to other health departments that had lower coverage rates for those aged 65 years or older. So, some of you are like, look, can I choose? It doesn't look like you will be able to. If you do have a religious exemption or an allergy, I'm sure, you know, the health department will work around it. But, you know, when you have mayors say, no, I'm going to pass, that starts to kind of shatter some people's faith in getting the vaccine. 1-877-DR-ELLY.
The following is a paid announcement. The advertiser was paid a marketing fee for a digital campaign. Please make sure to review our disclaimer on our report page.
The time is now to capitalize on the electronic health data security in the American market. Electronic health data security is an industry that could potentially grow to around $25.5 billion a year. Global big data in healthcare was a $14 billion market in 2018 and could potentially grow at a combined annual growth rate of 20% to reach $42.8 billion over the next 4 years. Find out which companies are leading
leading the charge now when you text the word NOW to 48542 for your free research from Avid Health Sector Insights. We've identified an undervalued company that could be positioned to benefit from the electronic health security boom in the U.S. markets. Get this red-hot intelligence delivered directly to your mobile device so you can make decisions as market conditions change. Get your report now when you text NOW to 48542. Text the word NOW to 48542 for your free research from Health Sector Insights. Text the word NOW to 48542.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
Tech. Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.